Just a few weeks ago, the staff at People's Church and I were making contingency plans for coronavirus. And I remember asking them, am I overreacting? It felt surreal and honestly unbelievable, like the plot of a science fiction novel. It still feels that way. Unreal. Feels that way right now as I preach to an empty sanctuary, yet a Zoom room full of loving worshipers learning how to navigate new technology. How many worshipers do we have today, David? 42 video screens, and of course, each family may have more people than that. So it's a bit surreal to know that I am talking to maybe 60 people, and yet I can't see any of you. The difference now, this week, is that I know at this point I'm not overreacting. None of us are. Like all of you, I have had time now to absorb the science and the severity of the situation we are in. And I've reluctantly started to adjust to this new reality that none of us asked for. For the first few days, I went into work. I watched movies at night. And I felt fairly normal. This is okay, I thought. I have time now to finally catch up on some of my favorite shows, housework, creative projects. I'll be able to get so much done. I'll get in shape. I'll write a book. And maybe I will get to the bottom of my to-do list. I will do all of the things. That was last week. That was how I was feeling last week. Now, a little over a week into this crisis and the mandate of social distancing, I find my resolve for doing things crumbling. It's hard to stay productive when there is just so much to be sad about and scared about. I've never lived through a pandemic like this before. I don't know what is going to happen or when. And the irony, of course, is that at this time, all I want to do is physically connect with people, be in the same room with people, especially you all, and we can't. I know I'm probably not the only one who's feeling unsettled, helpless, lonely at this time. And even if I wanted to or could, I don't know what to do. So I've started to wonder if maybe it's time to stop doing and just be. To unplug from the American productivity trap where we're taught to only see our value in connection with what and how much we produce. And to follow the advice of Chris Cervantes, who invites us to rest in the peace of this moment, to rest now, to be. That's it, to simply be. Look up at the stars and down at the grass, she says. Be here. Be present. Be. It's not easy to simply be in the best of circumstances. I know that. And I have needed a little extra help this week. Luckily, we have beauty, art, literature, music, and nature. These things are windows from the land of doing into the land of being. Over the last few days, I've been working hard to remember this truth and spend more time with these things instead of the anxiety in my head. I've been reading A Paradise Built in Hell by Rebecca Solnit. I've been going for walks. I've been showing my daughter Madeline the tulips emerging from the ground. I've turned the news off and my favorite music up. I've sung songs. I've been planning a garden. I don't know when things will get back to normal or what the new normal will be, but I do know that people have survived disasters and emergencies since the beginning of time. We will too. We will get through this. We will get through this together. The day will come when we look back at this spring as a distant memory. The important thing now is for us all to focus on staying well and staying mentally healthy while we're doing the work of surviving. So how are you doing? How are you being? As Rebecca Solnit says in A Paradise Built in Hell, in the midst of a crisis, it can feel like everything is lost, but people know what to do. People know what to do. During the Northeast blackout of 2003, for example, the world's second most widespread blackout in history, much of Ontario and 8 northeastern and midwestern states were suddenly plunged into darkness. But did you know that that night, New Yorkers went outside to look at the stars because they could see the Milky Way for the first time? Even in the darkest moments, beauty and wonder glitter and reveal themselves if we're looking. I'm not saying that we want disasters to happen, but when they do, we get to choose what we focus on. We can pay attention in the midst of a crisis. So I invite you to look around, as Megan said, to go outside, look for signs of spring, pay attention, look up at the stars tonight, spend some time with art or music today, feed your spirit, whatever that means for you. As many of you have probably heard, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon. So you will need to keep your spirits fed as we embark on what is to come. I invite you to recall your inner strength, whatever that is for you, that which has gotten you through so much already and allowed you to greet this day. For that inner strength will get you through this moment and this season as well. I have no doubt. And how is our community doing? How can People's Church help you? How can you help someone else? We're in this together, like I said. Can we embrace what that means with new technologies, with different ways of being together? Can we survive and thrive as a community? Yes, we can. So let us do what we've always done. Please reach out to each other. Pick up the phone. Call someone from People's Church just to check in on them, just to say hello. Reach out to each other, ask for help, offer help, pray for one another, send letters and notes in the mail. And if you're looking for a way to specifically help People's Church members, you can donate food to the food pantry here in our space. And if you need food, you have access to it here. If you are someone who would like to give money to the minister's discretionary fund, that have, which provides emergency assistance to people in need, you can do so by sending a check to the church with minister's discretionary fund in there. And if you are somebody who is losing income right now or needs food or medicine, just let me know and I'll have that money sent over to you. For if there ever was a time for us to do all of these things and to be the church, it is now. This is the moment when we need spiritual community the most. So even though we're physically apart, this is our moment. Let's get through this together. Beloveds, this is a dark and chaotic time. Pause, take a breath, take a time out, and be well. Look up at the stars, look at the grass, look for signs of spring. And like Martin Luther, who was once asked what he would do if he found out that the world was going to end, and famously answered, "Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant an apple tree." Like that, plant hope. During this difficult time, plant hope. Look for hope. Be together. Amen, and blessed be.